B'tachon for Life, Shiur 906, Tuesday before Pesach. All of the Shiurim for today have been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Asher Yaakov ben Chaim Yosef, Zichron Levracha. The schus of Limra Torah and Chizik of thousands and thousands of listeners throughout the globe should bring him an Ilu Neshama, and he should be Zeyche Talichte Gegan Eden. We are explaining a Pasuk in Yeshe B'Seyser, Al Shachal Vafesen Tidroich Tirmois Kefir Visanen. We are explaining how the Rebbeinu Shalom operates, and he won't necessarily come down and remove you from the Tzara. He might leave you in the same situation that you're in, but he'll still save you. And that's where it gets tricky. But that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves. When he saves a person, he saves him within the Tzara itself. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates above Teva. And now is the time to try to internalize this concept to last the entire year. Do we truly envision what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim? Did we ever take a moment to ponder the Nisim that the Rebbeinu Shalom did? Did we ever think about the massive upheaval that was going on in the most powerful country in the world? This is basic, but sometimes we get so sophisticated that we lose focus and we forget what's the purpose of this Yom Tov. But we have to remember that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us this Yom Tov as a foundation of Emunah and Bitachin, and all Yomim Tovim are built on this foundation. It's the first Yom Tov of the year for a very good reason. Because everything that we will attain, Be'ezer Hashem, in the coming year will be built on how we operated on this Pesach. Did we internalize the concepts? Did we make it real? Did we try to feel what we're supposed to feel? It's not about saying over Torah. It's not about just singing songs. This is real. This is the foundations that you're building for yourself and your families. It's about making it as real and as practical as you can. The better you do it, the more you tune into it, the more you'll be able to internalize Emunah and Bitachon. The treasures are all here. It's up to you to try to feel the Nisim. Chayev Adam Lirais Es Atzmai Ki Ilu Hu Yatsa Mi Mitzrayim. A person has to try to feel as if he went out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because that's the purpose. The purpose is to realize the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Realize how much he demonstrated. Try to feel it. Try to get impressed by it. And then you'll be able to build your buildings of Emunah and Bitachon on those foundations. But only if you're going to feel it. If you're going to utilize the tools that the Torah and Chazal gave us. Matzah, Maror, the Dalet Kaisis, the Haggadah, Hallel. It's all one big Seder. It's all one opportunity to be able to internalize Emunah. It's an opportunity to internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might. If you can feel it, get a small glimpse of it, it will dramatically change the way you view your Emunah and Bitachon throughout the year. The stronger HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your mind, in a real way, the more you'll be able to rely on Him in the future for Yeshuas. And the more Be'ezer Hashem you'll be Zeiche to experience Yeshuas. Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Here is sponsorship information. To sponsor one shiur is $180 a day. To sponsor all of the shiurim is $500 a day. Additionally, you can set up smaller recurring donations. Every donation is greatly appreciated and helps us continue sending out the shiurim. To mail a check, please make the check payable to Congregation Kerem Shlomo, and please mail it to the Path for Life, 14 Jenine Way, Jeanine Way, in Lakewood, New Jersey, 08701. To donate by credit card or to set up a recurring donation, please contact us via email, shiurim@thepathforlife.com. shiurim@thepath4life.com. Tiskulum Mitzvahs.